B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So, an Arby's manager is facing felony charges after an employee claims she pepper sprayed him and chased him with a knife.
Wow.
That's not an employee handbook.
No. You're supposed to just use the pepper spray.
So, according to a police report, an employee, Ernest Point DeJour, claims that...
That's not a real name.
He and Akins got into an argument on Saturday at the Arby's. This is Lateria Akins, who is the manager. After she asked him to stay late. When he refused, the two reportedly exchanged words, and the conversation got heated. Coworkers say that Point DeJour was angry about not being released from work and got very close to Atkins. And that's when Point DeJour claims that Atkins shot pepper spray into his eyes.
Mm.
When he ran out of the store, coworkers claim that Akins grabbed a long kitchen knife and chased after him.
Is that what you call negotiating time off?
Maybe. Although Point DeJour wasn't stabbed, Akins scratched up his car with the weapon, so she was arrested. Police say a man shot himself in the foot Tuesday morning because he threw a shoe at a cockroach.
What?
Yeah, I'll explain. The 50-year-old man apparently saw the bug from across the room, took off his shoe to throw it at the nuisance, but apparently his revolver was still inside the shoe, it says.
That's where he keeps his revolver?
And discharged after hitting the ground.
I know it probably happened.
The fired bullet came back and struck the man in his foot.
He probably has guns in his shoes, so when he tap dances, he can fire.
Okay.
And that's just a good... No, what he probably did was just sitting down relaxing, had the gun with him and just popped it in the shoe.
I don't know. Yeah, the man who uses a wheelchair was inside the home at the time of the accident. His condition is unknown at this point. Next time you're in the Social Security office in Port St. Lucie, take note of sweatpants strings flying in the air. James Terrell Williams was arrested March 5th after accusations he was pleasuring himself in plain view of federal employees that were assisting him with a disability claim. The case began...
You must really like this claim.
When deputies...
You are really impressed.
I just can't help myself.
Wow, it's just, the bureaucracy at work is such a turn-on.
The case began when deputies went to the government facility for a disturbance. While there, deputies were told about a man later identified as Williams at window number 4 in a neighboring hallway.
You know, there's just one time in a hotel room with this guy I just met.
He was said to be pleasuring himself near a federal worker helping him with a disability claim. It's uncommon for people to pleasure themselves near federal workers helping them with a disability claim.
Well, I hope so.
And a woman identified as the victim said she saw, quote, strings to his sweatpants flying in the air. That's a vigorous...
You're pounding away.
Yeah.
You're cranking away.
The woman stood up and reported getting a clear view of the situation, which, according to the affidavit, left absolutely positively 100% nothing at all to the imagination. Investigators said that at the time, Williams was out on bond from the St. Louis County Jail. St. Lucie County Jail. So he was out on bond at the time when he decided to do this. He's listed as homeless. He was arrested on charges of indecent exposure in public and disorderly conduct and taken back to jail. It's unclear whether he got his disability claim filled, though.
Did he complete?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I love this story. I was telling Steve about this morning. Of course, Florida. Just had a story from Florida. The Sunshine State gave us the cases of the armless man accused of stabbing a tourist, the woman who was shot after performing a sex act for Pringles, and $5, and the man who was jailed for giving his girlfriend a wet willy, and the woman who chased her parents with a knife because they refused to take her to Outback Steakhouse. These are all Florida stories.
Florida.
So the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, a minor league baseball team, will celebrate Florida Man Night on July 26th. Yes, the AA affiliate of the Miami Marlins has been pretty tight-lipped about the promotion, but they did promise Jacksonville will break a weird Florida law in every single inning.
I love this.
It's a great idea. Absolutely.
Florida Man, Florida Man.
The Jumbo Shrimp also confirmed Lane Pittman will be in attendance. He is the Florida Man, famous for standing shirtless and shoeless in the middle of a road blasting Slayer's raining blood as his hair an Old Glory blue in Hurricane Matthew's Hurricane 2, Category 2 Ford's windows. You remember this guy?
Yeah, I do remember him.
He was just
wearing
shorts and holding the American flag.
Kind of a celebrity.
It was pretty funny. So he's going to be there.
Of course.
And they're going to do that. I think that is a brilliant...
We need to take that idea.
Brilliant. I agree. I would love to break weird Pennsylvania laws every day for a week.
Yeah.
We're going to work
just
on
our
that.
Luck. We, the first one we break, we end up in jail.
Maybe. Here's a follow-up story. The Indiana man who accidentally shot himself in the penis and scrotum has been charged with carrying a handgun without a license. Mark Anthony Jones is facing a Class A misdemeanor weapons charge in connection with the incident. A decision to charge Jones was made this month by the prosecutor's office after police forwarded the case for review.
Well, Your Honor, I shot my balls.
Jones is the subject of an active arrest warrant, and he suffered an accidental self-inflicted gunshot injury while walking on a street during a hospital interview. Jones told cops that he had a high .9mm handgun tucked in his waistband. When the weapon began to slip and it was not in a holster, he said he reached down to adjust the gun and it discharged.
Why would you tuck? So we're assuming they're tucking it up front.
Yeah, yeah.
At least tuck it in back. Shoot your ass.
The bullet entered just above his penis and exited his scrotum.
I want to make sure the barrel's pointing directly down at my ball sack.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
45-year-old Florida man is accused of throwing a bowl of pancake batter at a woman who was making dinner at the time.
What kind of sick bastard does that?
An arrest report says Dwayne Zimmerman was drunk on Friday night when he went on to the porch of a home where the woman was making pancakes.
You know what that is, Preston? That's battery.
It's actually...
Yeah, it was that's great.
Kind of my punchline
oh,
later
man.
On.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. He was actually... Well, I'll get to it. Anyhow, an arrest report says Dwayne Zimmerman was drunk Friday night. He went onto the porch of a home where a woman was making pancakes. The woman told deputies that Zimmerman insulted her, and he threw a cooking pan before picking up the bowl of batter and tossing it at her. The bowl missed the woman, but was thrown with enough force to break it. Deputies say the woman had pancake batter in her hair, on her clothes, and Zimmerman was arrested on a felony battery charge.
The bowls you stir that stuff up in
I'm
are
sure
pretty thick.
It could have hurt her.
Yeah.
He remained in jail on Monday. Chinese authorities have swooped on a Chinese shrimp importer suspected of smuggling 15,500 metric tons of shrimp as he disembarked the plane at a Beijing airport.
Metric tons of shrimp? How did he do this?
He shoved it down his pants. No, he had done it over several years.
Oh, okay.
So Chinese police and
customs his parachute pants.
Officials met the suspect, simply named Mr. Zhao, at the gate as he got off a flight from Hanoi, Vietnam. TV news crews filmed Zhao as he was escorted through the airport by two Chinese officials at his side. He's suspected of smuggling primarily frozen shrimp worth an estimated $133 million into China.
Dear God.
Across the country's southern border with Vietnam over a period of 3 years.
That's staggering.
It's thought that he avoided customs duties to the tune of like $10 million. The arrest is the latest in a series of actions by Chinese authorities targeting smugglers who bring seafood across the border between Vietnam and China to avoid Chinese customs duties. So he is just one of a few that's been caught of this. An enraged man who threatened to kill his wife told officers that he had been, and I quote, doing meth and pleasuring myself all day and it feels great.
Ah.
Is according to...
you got to do what you love in life.
Bangor, Maine police said so. Police,
you know, if you do meth all day and pleasure yourself, you'll never work a day in your life.
Police were called Sunday evening.
My dad told me that.
Yeah. To the couple's
son, do lots of meth and spank it all day and you'll never work a day in your life.
And you'll never have to brush your teeth either.
Eric Fernack's wife ran out to officers in a panic and said her husband was out of control and threatened to kill her. The 46-year-old Fernack walked out of the house in a state of rage and was screaming as he came towards officers.
I'm trying to do meth and pleasure myself.
He was told he would be shocked with a stun gun if he did not follow officers' orders. He reportedly got on the ground while saying he had been doing meth and pleasuring himself all day, and it feels great.
Get on the ground on my back because I'd like to continue pleasuring myself.
Farnak was handcuffed, and police said it appeared that he was highly under the influence of a controlled substance.
You made me drop my meth.
His wife told officers he appeared to be under the influence when he came home early Sunday morning when the woman came in about at 5:30 p.m. He was outside the home and screamed at his wife to get into the house.
My dogs are barking. I can't wait to start doing meth and pleasure myself.
All right, and then we'll have time for one more quickie, right, Case? Then we got to wrap it up?
Yes.
Or is it too late?
No, hurry up.
Okay.
Just do the math.
Police have been mulling the possible reasons for why someone would steal a dog poop bin from a seaside resort. This is in England. It was unscrewed from its mounting and taken at Fisherman's Cove in East Portlemouth, Devon, sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday. Officers are looking for leads to locate the bin, but not its contents.
Oh, look here, free container of pudding.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.